After decades of intergovernmental cooperation, the Bullock County Board of Commissioners has announced that the Bullock County Fire Department, BCFD, will assume full responsibility for fire services in the 5 Mile Fire District, effective July 1, 2025. This decision terminates the longstanding agreement with the City of Statesboro Fire Department, which has served the district since the 1970s. The move follows a December 2024 vote by the County Commission to allow the existing 5-year agreement to expire, providing the required 6-month notice to the city. While the county initially indicated a termination of the agreement, city officials, including Statesboro City Manager Charles Penny, clarified that the county later expressed an openness to renegotiation. Penny, addressing the Statesboro City Council on Tuesday evening, February 18, 2025, revealed that the county proposed splitting the fire district, a suggestion he strongly opposed. He emphasized the Statesboro Fire Department's extensive service to the 96-square-mile district, which significantly exceeds the city's 16.1 square miles. He also noted that the Bullock County Fire District's funding accounts for only 30% of the city's fire department budget, enabling the city to maintain an impressive Class II Insurance Services Office, ISO, rating throughout the city and 5-mile coverage area. The county had requested a decision by February 17. The city had asked for more time to discuss options at their retreat on March 14 to 15. At the city council meeting, Penny recommended that the city reject the county's split proposal, but make a counter-offer to continue services for one final year under the current terms ending on July 1, 2026, support the county's efforts to establish its own fire stations within the district, and maintain automatic aid assistance for one additional year ending on July 1, 2027, to facilitate a smooth transition. The council still expressed a need to explore options more at their retreat, but understand the county's sense of urgency. In light of this, they authorized Mr. Penny to respond with a counter-offer to continue service as is for 1 year, which would give them both more time to negotiation the agreement. The Bullock County Commission, in a press release Friday, February 21, 2025, stated that the county had rejected the offer by the city to extend the current agreement for one additional year. Instead, they have decided to take over the fire district. This is part of a long-term plan to enhance fire protection in rural areas. Since 2008, the county has consolidated volunteer departments, established a fire chief position, and implemented a plan to add 24-hour staffed stations with career firefighters. The county plans to establish additional fire stations within the 5-Mile Fire District, an expansion previously restricted by the agreement with Statesboro. Currently, residents in the 5-Mile Fire District pay a fire service millage rate to support Statesboro Fire Department's services. Beginning July 1, 2025, all revenue from this tax will be directed to the BCFD, enabling the county to expand staffing, acquire new equipment, and improve fire coverage across the county. While the city and county will transition from an automatic aid to a mutual aid agreement, both departments have pledged to continue collaborating and providing support as needed. Potential impact on homeowners insurance. One significant concern arising from this change is the potential impact on homeowners insurance rates. The City of Statesboro Fire Department currently holds an ISO rating of 2, indicating superior fire protection capabilities. The Bullock County Fire Department, on the other hand, has an ISO rating of 4 or 4Y. ISO ratings are a crucial factor in determining homeowners insurance premiums. A lower ISO rating generally translates to lower premiums, as it signifies a reduced risk of fire damage. Therefore, residents in the 5-Mile Fire District may see an increase in their insurance rates when the BCFD assumes responsibility, due to the higher ISO rating. The difference between an ISO 2 and a 4 or 4Y can be significant, said a local insurance agent who asked not to be named. Homeowners are potentially in for a double hit. Insurance rates are already predicted to increase significantly to help make up for the historic damage caused by last year's storms. Now on top of that, they may be impacted by this transition, which could see increased ISO ratings and in turn increased insurance costs. The best way to determine how the change may impact you if you live in the affected area is to contact your insurance provider to understand how this change might affect your premiums. Click here to search by your address to see if you are in the 5-mile fire district. The red area indicates the current 5-mile fire district. The Statesboro City Council will revisit the financial and operational implications of the county's termination of this agreement at its March retreat. Here is our coverage on the termination of the fire agreement. Bullock Commission terminates 5-mile fire agreement with Statesboro, debates housing regulations. Statesboro City Council gives the thumbs up for new fire station, moves ARPA funds into food bank. Bullock County meets city to negotiate 5-mile fire coverage agreement. City Council discusses county fire service agreement termination and temporarily suspends local business license. Commissioners receive an update on expansion of fire service and learn more about impact fees. Statesboro City Council suspends massage parlor license, discusses fire district and gets recognized by United Way contributions. Story clarifications. The story has been updated to clarify the counteroffer made by the city to the county. Initially, the story implied that the county had refused a proposed counteroffer by Charles Penny, city manager, in the February 18, 2024 meeting, which included continuing the existing agreement for 1 year, allowing construction of fire stations by the county in the 5-mile fire district, extending automatic aid for 1 additional year. The City Council, after a lengthy discussion, expressed concerns to agreeing to all of these items without more research on the impacts of this to the city. In light of this, they agreed to make a counteroffer that included keeping the agreement in place as for 1 year. This would give them more time to negotiate issues of concerns by the county, like building fire stations in the 5-mile fire district and continuing automatic aid agreements, giving both the city and the county more time to prepare for this transition. Click here to read Mr. Penny's memo in entirety. Click here to view City Council's discussion and vote for counter offer with the county. Discussions begins at 1:17 minutes into the meeting.